Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today is Thursday, the 28th of December, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a flat note after breaking fresh record highs yesterday. As a result of the signals from GIFT Nifty, which show that the index is trading sideways, it is indicated that the local equity markets will see a muted start. On Wednesday, Indian equity markets topped fresh highs, with Sensex crossing the 72,000 level for the first time ever, and the Nifty breaking previous record highs to touch a fresh lifetime high. The surge was experienced as a result of supportive domestic and global cues. The rally came despite worries over the ongoing conflict in Gaza and the attacks on ships in the Red Sea. Additionally, hopes of interest rate cuts starting next year and receding worries of recession in developed countries dictated the optimistic mood. Compared to the benchmarks, mid-caps and small-cap indices underperformed as major buying was seen in the frontline index stocks only. The Sensex and Nifty gained around 1% each. Today, there will be one new debut on the bourses. Aerospace components and turbine manufacturer Azad Engineering is all set to witness a bumper debut on the exchanges on December 28th. Data suggests a robust listing gain of around 33% of the upper edge of the price band of ₹524. Moving focus to some of the stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, Canara Bank approved the process to initiate listing its mutual fund subsidiary, Canara Robeco Asset Management Company. GE Power India bagged an order from NTPC. Additionally, CCI approved the acquisition of a stake in Reliance Capital by IndusInd International Holdings and two other companies. The GST authorities served Zomato with a ₹402 crore show cause notice over unpaid tax on delivery charges collected from customers. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Wall Street's key indices ended higher after a volatile session of trade. The Dow Jones Industrial Average touched a fresh lifetime high, gaining 0.3% in trade. The S&P 500 also hovered near its record high, settling 0.14% higher, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite gained 0.16%. 10-year U.S. Treasury yield hovered around 3.88 levels. Gold prices climbed for a fourth session on a weaker U.S. dollar and lower Treasury yields. Additionally, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, the core personal expenses, declined, further boosting hopes of a rate cut early next year. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices traded mixed. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 0.47%, while South Korea's Kospi gained 0.53% in trade today. In the Voice of the Day segment, we have Bhavik Patel, Tradepulse Securities, sharing his outlook on gold. Let's have a listen.
Dollar index has been declining since Friday after US PC inflation came lower than expected, which boosted gold prices, although silver is still underperforming gold. There aren't any important economic data this week, and being the holiday season, we are not expecting any major movement, although we have seen in the past some sporadic movement, especially when the volume is low. The gold is expected to remain firmly above 2013 COMEX and above 62,300 in MCX, so any correction is buying opportunity in gold, although same cannot be said for silver, which is finding difficult to sustain above 76,000. So where gold is recommended to buy on dips, silver is recommended to sell and rise until it is trading above 76,000. Fresh attack on shipping in the Red Sea have prompted vessels to avoid the key shipping route, despite the US and number of other nations forming a maritime task force to deter such strikes. Such strikes will give floor price to crude, and we expect prices to remain at the upper end of the range, which is between 6,000 to 6,300. China's manufacturing PMI is due on this Sunday, and expectation is better than last month, which is pushing base metals higher. Weak US dollar is also helping, and so we recommend base metals to trade with bullish bias.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.